Hello everyone, I'm Safi, your learning companion. Today, we're going to explore a fascinating topic, control and coordination in living organisms, specifically in plants. You might be wondering, how do plants respond to their environment, right? Well, all living organisms, including plants, respond and react to changes in their environment, like light, heat, cold, smell, touch, and so on. These changes are called stimuli. Now, here's the interesting part, plants and animals respond to stimuli, but in different ways. In plants, the movements of individual parts or organs, like shoots or roots, are due to external stimuli like light, gravity, or water. This is called tropic movement, which is a directional growth movement in response to an external stimulus. For example, growth towards the stimulus is called positive tropism, and growth away from the stimulus is called negative tropism. Let's think about this. Plants show two types of movement, movement dependent on growth, and movement independent of growth. Movement dependent on growth includes phototropism, where plants bend towards light, and geotropism, where roots move towards gravity. There's also hydrotropism, where plants move towards water. And then there's thigmotropism, which is an immediate response to a stimulus, like when the leaves of a touch-me-not plant droop when touched. Does this make sense so far? Okay, so plants also have hormones that control their growth and physiological functions. These hormones are like chemical messengers that help plants respond to their environment. The main plant hormones are auxins, gibberellins, cytokinins, abscisic acid, and ethylene. Each of these hormones has a specific function, like auxins helping cells grow longer, or ethylene promoting fruit ripening. You might be wondering, how can you remember all these hormones? Well, here's a trick. Just think of the word a cage, A for auxins, C for cytokinins, A for abscisic acid, G for gibberellins, and E for ethylene. That's a pretty cool way to remember them, right? Now, let's summarize what we've learned so far. Plants respond to stimuli through tropic movements, which are directional growth movements. They also have hormones that control their growth and physiological functions. These hormones are like chemical messengers that help plants respond to their environment. Pay close attention to this, because it's really important for understanding how plants work. So, to recap, we've covered tropic movements, plant hormones, and how they help plants respond to their environment. This is really important stuff, and I hope you're finding it as fascinating as I do. Let's keep exploring and learning more about control and coordination in living organisms.